I just love dedications, don't you? Baby dedications. It's just so fun. Did you see here? I don't know if we might have been standing in the way. I don't know, but we could see real clearly that as Pastor Bill was getting right in her face, you know he's good at that, really close, she looked at him and that little pacifier just kind of bloop, plopped out, and she looked at him with these big eyes, and Lauren said she really received. I'm hoping she received my word too, but you know, if not, we'll speak it into her. So it was really, really beautiful. So it was a pleasure for that us to be able to be part of that. So Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing today. Lord, you're amazing. You're so amazing. We thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. You are our majestic God. You are the God of kingdom protocol and Holy Spirit release, because he is you. Lord, help us understand what that looks like today in greater measure. We just release over this house today the spirit of revelation in greater measure. Holy Spirit, that's you. Spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of power, spirit of might. Spirit of understanding goes with revelation. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the sovereign Lord resting upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just making yourself so known that we could understand you more and more and more. That's a desire of our hearts, to be able to connect with you, commune with you. In Jesus' name, may these words today be life, spirit and life for all of us, to be able to help us commune in a more intimate fashion and way. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to speak about you, to you, with your unction inside of us moving. Thank you, Lord. Wow. You know how we try to do things here? You know, Pastor Bill and I go back and forth and share what the Lord's putting on our hearts and seeing what he wants to do with it each week. And during the week, he said, hey, honey, you know, I just really sense that you need to follow up with whatever the Lord's putting on your heart. And it had been in my heart to do that. And I was preaching last week, and it was a powerful message, not because I preached it, but because the Holy Spirit was moving. And I love to believe that. Because if not, then we might as well go home. We don't need to sit here and listen to somebody hold a microphone or have a microphone on their ear. But I took that challenge, and I said, yeah, that would be great. Holy Spirit, what do you want to do? And he reminded me of Eliana being dedicated today. And he said, there's your message. I was like, huh? It's so simple. She's childlike. She's just this little tyke. She's this amazing little bundle of power and strength and fortitude and brilliance and majesty. Functionalities that we don't understand fully yet, but that's who she is. She carries such the presence of heaven, because the Lord created her and he created her in his image. It's like, wow. And how many times have we thought, you know, when we hear messages with little kids or about little kids, we think, oh, well, you know, we just need to be like a little child. Yes, I want to be like a little child and receive you. How many of us have heard that before and say, yes, I want to be like that child and receive you? Is there anybody that would say, no? Probably not. It's not new. The Lord says, be like a little child. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I said, okay, well, that's me. When in the early years, I would immediately go to that scripture verse and I would think, okay, all these little children, they're going to inherit the kingdom. Good, that's really great. And the Lord would say, I'm speaking to you. Oh, yes, okay. And as I began to grow in my understanding of that for myself, spiritual understanding, I realized that the simplicity of his voice just towers and showers over anything that sounds a whole lot better, maybe in the natural. You know, many times we hobnob, or we're in spheres of influence where there is a lot of seeming credibility in the world. Maybe it's going to be a class that we're in, or it's going to be in some kind of venue that the Lord provides us to be in, whether it's a board meeting at work or the bar exam for Mike, who just finished that this week and relied on the Holy Spirit. It's awesome. You know, wherever it is that the Lord places us, he's saying, I'm with you. I want you to know me. I want you to know me so intimately that you can hear that on a dime. Boom. I'm saying this. No matter what my principles say, and I want to say that again, as I was in a meeting yesterday, actually, and it was a good meeting in many ways, and it was a meeting that really spoke a lot about principles of living from different perspectives. And as I was sitting in that meeting, some things were going through my mind regarding how the Holy Spirit takes his principles and he reveals more of himself through principles. But he says, I don't want you to live on principles alone. I want you to have principle understanding, and I am not going to trump myself. That doesn't make any sense since I wrote the book. So you can live with principles and by spiritual principles and guidelines, of course. However, the Lord says, I'm going to add my revelation and understanding above and beyond what you understand from principles alone. And if you're willing to move that way in your life, you're going to do great exploits for me way beyond somebody else that might receive the same message. If you know me, Holy Spirit, intimately, then there's not going to be a place for unbelief in your life because it just can't stay. Unbelief and Holy Spirit just don't go hand in hand. They just don't. The Lord says, if you want to get rid of unbelief, determine that you are going on a quest of pursuing life in the Spirit, life in the Holy Spirit. You know, I was just so excited today when Josh gave the word up here during worship. And he says that there's a word for those of you who might wonder what God's doing with the walls. And, you know, if you hold on to that word and you embrace it for yourself, there, that little crack is there, the light's coming through. And I saw that same picture. Josh is in here. Hi, Josh. He's there. He's somewhere. But I saw the same picture that he saw, and I was just fanning that flame. And the Lord said, open your eyes and look. And there was one in particular, and several, but one in particular was Terrence. He goes, yes! He goes like this. And like, that's mine. And I saw that. And it was just kind of fun because I thought, what a demonstration of a yes that he wants from our heart. Yes! Ah! I may not understand it all, but it sure sounds good, and it's mine, and I'm owning it, and it belongs to me. That's my word right there. It was just released. And I got it. I take it. It's mine. That excited my heart. My spirit just went, woo. Look at that. So be blessed in Jesus' name and know that what the Lord has done and what the Lord is continuing to do in you is very big, mighty. And he sees you as his worshiper, Terrence, and he sees you as one who is willing to step out, even though it looks like there are a lot of things going on around me, around you. And he says, it's okay, son, because I've called you. I pulled you out of the heap. I pulled you out and I marked you. You are marked by the Spirit of God for greatness in the kingdom. And wherever you have thought, oh, not me, that's for somebody else, the Lord says, oh, no, front and center, young man. My hand and my eyes are on you in Jesus' name. And I'm turning you upside down in this season. And it's such a good season for you. And what you're feeling and experiencing and wondering about is from me. It's from my hand. And I say to you that you shall grow into that oak tree. You've heard messages and said yes. And he says he sees you as that oak tree. As we spoke that over Eliana, he says, Terrence, that is you. You have received from me and your learning son. Just keep coming to me as a child. And I'm going to show you things. He's doing something right now, even in your thinking patterns. He's saying, I'm reorganizing, I'm restructuring. Things that made no sense before are now coming into the light. He's showing you things you're going to be experiencing, having encounters with him, things in the heavenlies that the Lord says, you haven't seen nothing yet, boy. And the Lord says, this is great and this is mighty. And the Lord says that with your hands, he has released anointing into your hands to bring healing. I'd like to see you. If you're interested, I'd like to see you in my class for healing. We'll get you there if you want to come, if you're able to, in Jesus' name. So you think about that. Amen. That's for you. Whoa. So, yay, God. Whoa, that was fun. All right. I was asking the Lord again, you know, which direction, where do you want to go with this understanding of Holy Spirit? And being the good note taker I am, and, you know, wanting to be organized and detailed and all those things that really are in my life. It's true, really. I was writing down some of the things from last week. I was listening to the message to try to get a handle on what he spoke through me because it's always different. And so I was saying, whoa, Lord, I see. You're painting for me, a bigger picture than what I understood as the messenger girl or delivery girl, so to speak. Holy Spirit is not. He's not a delivery boy. He's not a messenger boy. He is power. He is God. He is authority. He is love. He is the resonating spirit of our God, of our Father, our Son, and Holy Spirit. They're one. This mystery of who Holy Spirit is doesn't need to remain. The Lord says, I want you to know him. I have decided that I'm going to make him known through my word and experientially in many different facets. I'm going to carve him up, so to speak, for you humans, my children I created, to be able to understand, to be able to commune with, to be able to function with, to be able to go right into the courtrooms of heaven and get the strategies from heaven to know how to live, to know how to breathe, to know how to influence. Oh, when I was at this meeting yesterday, someone spoke over me. It was a leader in the region, actually. It just took me aside and spoke over me and started speaking some things that, you know, I just smiled. And I think maybe a little surprised at my response, as though it wasn't really, because I know who I am in Christ. Although I recognized in humility that, wow, that's amazing. Yes, it's a yes, it's a yes, and it's an upgrade. And the whole time as I was receiving this word about the mantles and the anointings in my life that are released, especially the strategies for the nations, not alone, but it was the word was specifically about that, in the area of business and government and healing and deliverance and salvation, and very, very specific words about these unctions and mantles and anointings that are there and that they've been birthed, and then as I continue to open my mouth, whoo, things change influentially in regions for transformation and reformation. Well, I know those things. And it's like, well, that's what the word says, but that's what you've shown me in my quiet time. And he says, stay low so that these things can happen and I can move freely through you. And as I received this, I thought, God, you're just so fun. You wanted me to receive that. Why? What's the reason? Because he looked at me and he said, so this must be a confirmation for you. And I said, oh, yeah, thank you. And I didn't want to minimize the word of God because there was great power there at that moment. Great power. And I said, why are you doing this right now? What's the purpose of this word right now? And he says, the Lord told me, which I will also share with you, he says, I'm activating you into another realm yet that is coming, even beyond the word that this person understands that gave, because it came through what he was able to understand at that moment. And there's going to be something that, many things that will happen, even in our Indonesia and Singapore trip in a few weeks, we're heading to Asia. And a few of those, during that time, there are going to be strategies that the Lord is reminding me that he has already released. And he says, as I mentioned last week, he wants us to take those things that have been revealed. Deuteronomy 29:29, we talked about it last week. Listen to the tape if you weren't here. Take those things that have been revealed, go take them for yourself in your sphere of influence, take them for yourself and where you're going. Here, the people you're in covenant with and the people that you're also in covenant with abroad, and how that will expand even beyond what you can see. Take those and then seek me for more. Don't let up. Don't stop. Don't stop. There's a momentum here in the spirit that's going. Now take it and don't stop, don't slow down, don't allow any hindrance. Be very wise. Always be alert. But when you're alert, dear daughter, you are alert because my spirit is upon you, and you are a watch person, a watchman, a watchwoman, and you're looking and you're hearing, as little Eliana will do. And she will inherit many of the things that have been released if she wants that here in this sphere of influence as well, in addition to her family. This is a great time to be alive and a great place to be. So he was telling me this, and he says, do not think, take all these words and do not think that there aren't new revelations that I want to give beyond what you have experienced before, which I preach that, I know that. But he was blessing me as I was walking out the door, because this prophetic release was seen all over me. And then the Lord brought this person to me, actually, not even in the middle of a meeting, it was afterwards, and went boom. And I said, oh, yeah, it's good. And then I said, well, Lord, that's fine. That's for me. What else is it for? And he said, it's for them. It's for him. It's for them. It's for what I'm doing here as well. And it may not be understood, but remember, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. It's like, whoa, so much higher. In other words, it's not about you. Sometimes we take a prophetic word and we say, wow, that's to encourage me, that's to strengthen me, that's to exhort me. Yes, yes, and yes. To build me up and edify me. Yes, yes, and yes. But there's always another side. There's always another dimension. He says, I want you to see the bigger picture. I want you to see that my heart is for the nations. My heart is your heart. I want you to burn with a passion for souls. I want you to get up in the morning and you are burning like I burn. Holy Spirit, as we said last week, he's flames of fire around the throne, not just angels that are crying, holy. Rick Pino is right, but he's not fully. There's more. When you sing that song, we see angels. Holy Spirit, he's a flaming torch. He says, I want you to burn like me because that's who's in you. And that you, Holy Spirit, in me is going to open you up to places you've never even thought about before. And I will allow you to go through these changes in your own world and life so that you realize that everything that we do is about souls. Everything, every bit of passion that we have, we're made to worship you, Lord, to become one with you so that we can fulfill the great commission of the Lord to fulfill the call in our life. That's what Jesus did. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he did with the ultimate authority as the God-man. So as the authority of man and the authority of God, he was lifted to the highest place. He says, if your eyes are on me, you're going to burn with a passion for souls. And if you aren't, there's a disconnect with Holy Spirit somewhere. There's an immaturity maybe with Holy Spirit somewhere. The Lord says, I am positioning you and posturing you to understand that I sent you another helper. I sent you the tutor, the teacher, the comforter. I sent you the one who is to be your best friend. I sent you the one who lives inside of you, that goes wherever you go. Even in the bathroom, you get the strategies from heaven for what you're doing. Don't you? Yeah. So my son told me, taking the bar exam, I'm in the bathroom, Mom. Holy Spirit speaking. Don't imagine this. And there's a strategy. How do you take the test? Do this. But Lord, he didn't say but Lord, but I probably would have. I don't know. Start in the middle. What? What do you mean start in the middle? They hand out a test. They want you to go in order. Maybe so. But Holy Spirit is the ultimate strategist. Amen? But if we don't have a comfortability with him, we'll be all right. We might call things Holy Spirit that are not just good common sense, but I don't want to be relegated to common sense. Who's with me on that? Common sense? Common sense. Whoa, how about wisdom? Real wisdom from God. I have been to so many places and read so many things about wisdom, 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 wisdom. But if we don't own wisdom as one of the fastest dimensions, places of the Holy Spirit, if we don't know him that way, we can keep crying out for wisdom, for a tangible something, rather than a relational increase with wisdom himself, where that wisdom just overtakes me and overwhelms me. Wow. I don't know what I said. Wisdom is a person. Wisdom is tangible. It's not something we seek after. Here, I'll take some wisdom. Huh. Although we drink of the Holy Spirit, we rest in his presence, we soak in his presence, we saturate ourselves in him, and wisdom just oozes through us as we commune with the Spirit of God. He says, you want to know my name? You want to know my name, Holy Spirit, wisdom? You talk to wisdom? The Lord says, you spend time with me, you worship me. Yes, you're created to worship. We are created to worship. But what does that mean? Well, if I never did another thing, he would love me. True. How many of us want the full truth and nothing but the truth? So help me, God. Jesus did not come to sit on his butt. Excuse me. Jesus came. He came for a purpose, to die and to be raised, didn't he? But the communion with Holy Spirit was so strong as he went into the council chambers and hung out with Holy Spirit Father. Right? I'm not saying anyone is sitting that way, but I'm saying that's, Jesus was very proactive. Jesus was a mover, a shaker, a beer, and a doer. Beer and a doer. But if we get it out of order, if we get into the doer instead of a beer, then we've got all kinds of ideas all the time. And we're secretariats going through the gate that's not open. You remember what I told you about secretariat a few months ago? If not, listen to the message. But the Lord is saying very clearly in this season that you can hear a good message like this because it's anointed, and I know it because he's all over me. But if we don't activate it, we don't own it and say yes, like Terrence said, yeah, to the degree he knew to say yeah, whatever that yeah was. That yeah was so strong. I mean, I just went, whoa, back here. As I watched him, he just went, boom, yes. Okay, that yeah is going to look like something, and it's going to look like something, and he is going to have the privilege of saying, okay, Lord, now rework me, rewire me, whatever it is. Amen? Yay. So as we look at these names of God, and we went through, names of the Holy Spirit or facets of him, dimensions, we went through many different scriptures in Revelation, many. And I would invite you again to listen to it because I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go somewhere else. Many different scriptures that really highlight and define more of who he is. From Isaiah 11:2 to many scriptures in Revelation as well. Understanding that when we just nebulously say, Spirit of revelation and understanding, come. Well, that's good because we're reaching up in faith. But the Lord says, do you know what that looks like? Do you know what that really, who I am? What does that mean to you? Well, I can do a word search on revelation. Okay. I can do a word search on understanding. Okay. I've done that. I have many notes. And the Lord says, now, are you willing to lay down, take the time, soak in me, receive from me so you become like me? Are you willing to do that? Because studying, showing myself approved, I'm good at that. How many can say that? I can do this. I can sit down with a cup of coffee or tea or something and go, yeah, I can study. Oh, yeah. And I'm getting downloads from heaven. Oh, that's really good. And the Lord says, close it and lay down and be quiet because you need me to just envelop you. One time when I was stuck to a bed in Africa for almost 5 hours, I couldn't move because the Holy Spirit said, send your team, go do something. Important. I don't mean it like shoe. I don't mean it though. But go send your team and you're not going. You stay here. Your husband's contending for his life. That's part of it. You know, he's in the next bed with malaria and all that. But it was even more than that. I didn't know that was going to come against or try to come against me. But we had a crusade that night. Oh, this is really great. Lots of plans. Oh boy. He's going to go and preach. Isn't that cool? And I'm going to pray and preach for healing and all that. Isn't that cool? And all people who are with us are growing up in the Bible school. Students are there. And they got their little badges so they can come and pray. You know, we're doing things in order. And the Lord says, yeah, that's great. Now lay down and be quiet. Be quiet. Spend time with me. Holy Spirit, come. What are you saying? What are you doing? He so filled me up that it hurt. I was in physical pain as the spirit of might came upon me. It's like you invite the spirit of might, it might hurt. And so he came to me and I couldn't move. And tears are coming down because of the power and the manifest glory and the presence of God on me. And anybody would say, you're a fool, this hurts, what are you doing? I said, I know it's God, I don't understand it. But I want more. What? Are you crazy? I want more because I know it's you. I'm so postured, Holy Spirit, to know you. I know your voice. I know your ways, but I want to know you so much more. And I'm willing to do anything. And if that means sending the team and going, whatever, I'll do it. But still, in my limited understanding, he didn't tell me that the enemy was going to try to come and, you know, boot me out too. I mean, I expected those kinds of things. Hello, I'm a world changer. However, you know, I limited my thinking at that moment because that's all I knew. I'm asking, Lord, show me more. And he says, I will, I am. And what he showed me was, all right, when you go into the crusade tonight, wow, there's going to be such a release of power and might. And so there was, and many, many creative miracle things happened, and woman had a big, tumor thing on her chest out in the crowd, and it fell off, and she comes up to the stage, and we're like, wow. And then she can't see. It's like, well, come here. Boom, you know, and she starts to have light in her eyes. It's like, wow. So it was this big release in the spirit. And I thought, kicked it out of the park, Lord. We destroyed it. Yeah, all right. He'll be fine. He's going to be all right. All right. And the Lord said, you don't really know fully the power of might that's coming upon you in greater measure, even beyond this, that you're going to need for your own life. Physical life. And someone says you're going to die, and you say, nuh-uh. You better know your God and the people around you. And that's what happened. And we know our God, and he didn't allow that, so thank God for that. But here's my point, that when we are in a place where we are worshiping the Lord and we're spending time with the Lord and we're doing great and mighty things and we're, you know, going to the nations and we're doing this, the Lord says, you know what, you can actually move a little bit off center thinking you're hearing me because you understand facets of Holy Spirit. But there are some that you've not really touched yet, particularly in the area, and I'm going to pose this for anybody who wants to grab it, in the area of counsel, in the area of wisdom. This is not a message of, you need to go seek counsel, and when you do, things will go better for you. That's a given. That's not what this message is about. This is about knowing counsel, spirit of counsel, and knowing the spirit of wisdom, knowing wisdom that way. Very, very important. Very important. When we ask the Lord for the spirit of revelation, the Lord says, you really want the spirit of revelation? You really want that part of me? You really want to know me that way? When the spirit of the sovereign Lord comes upon me from Isaiah 11, 2, and Isaiah 61, 1, and Luke 4, 18, and 19, when the spirit of the sovereign Lord comes upon me because he has anointed me, the Lord is saying that the sovereign Spirit of God that comes upon me is releasing me the great abilities to do what those scriptures say. And those of us who know those scriptures go, yeah, well, I can preach, and I can set the captives free, and I can heal up, bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, you know, and I start going through the list going, check, 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 check. Instead of, thank you for that revelation and that empowerment. Now, I'm going to spend time. I'm going to lay with you, and I'm going to get the downloads from heaven, and I'm not going to go by this little feeling inside, because I'm telling you, especially in a place where we have lots of manifestations, and there's things that happen here where things are coming and going, and sometimes some people don't necessarily go. They're like, whoa, Holy Spirit shaking me. And it's the demon inside going, I don't want to be free. You know, it's like you need the wisdom of God, the discerning spirit of God to know the difference. And believe me, if he lives inside, he'll tell us. Because he doesn't leave us to our own folly. And he's saying, I want you to cry after me, know me, want me, so that things will start to make more sense. And that you will speed up. We are in a day of great acceleration, and we've had many messages about that. But if we're not saying, yeah, you know, things in my life is so funny. I am speeding up, and it's like, Lord, I want to slow down. I'm just, you know, I'm out of the gate here. But he says, I'm going to have things happen more quickly, more efficiently, because there's lots of territory. And as you are in love with me and you're taking time with me, watch what I do, because you are designed for a wildfire greatness, and so are the people that you're influencing. It's like, okay, so am I speeding up in there? Okay, Lord, touch this brain here. What does speed up mean? He says, be willing to die. Lay down, die with everything that's going on inside of you. You know, how many times can we say it to each other? Let's just die together so we can be raised to life. When there's nothing left of us, all you're going to see is Holy Spirit. All you're going to see is wisdom. All you're going to see is understanding. All you're going to see is revelation. All you're going to see is knowledge. All you're going to see is power. All you're going to see is might. All you're going to see is the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. It's all you're going to see. Because that's all we were created to do, was carry him. That's carrying his glory. So the Holy Spirit says, let me come and wreak good havoc in your soul. Because your spirit is already perfect. What? And you became born again, your spirit man, yeah, became or was and is perfect, cannot sin. Deal with it. It's the truth. And the Lord says, I want you to live out of your spirit. But your mind, your will, my mind, my will, my emotions and all that, you know, it's like, come on. If we watch another video or hear another class where someone says that and we're not in that camp or in that shoot or in that mode at all, or it's like, yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. Wow, it's been a few years. It's time to do an about face and go, whoa, Holy Spirit, I want that fire. I want to burn. I am not content anymore. And it's not enough to say I'm not content. It's okay to say it. It's good. Say it. But it's not enough anymore. Because the enemy says, really? You're not content? Well, watch this one. Boom, 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 boom. Strategy. Boom, 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 boom. Knock him out. Bring him down. Lower his ability somehow where he doesn't see it, because the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is not moving in such a way where it can be easily recognized. The Lord says, I want you to easily recognize me, and you will do it when you lay down and soak. Soak. I'm busy. I'm in my car. I'll put the worship music on. It's not the same. Especially when you're a type of person like me. It's like, I've got, the list is like this. And he says, be quiet. Shh. Stop. You will drink of me and you will know me. You will know me in these ways. You will know me. Not is it only just about souls. I mean, just. Listen to my wording. Just about souls. Wait a minute here. Just? The Lord says, I want you to understand that Jesus is the bridegroom king. And I highlighted this a little bit last week. Jesus is the bridegroom king, right? And we are positioned, and we've been taught these things, many of us, how to position ourselves to romance ourselves with him. Holy Spirit, here I am. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. And he says, but do you understand, spiritual understanding, what the word says when it says in Revelation, the Spirit and the bride say, come, 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 come with me. Take me away. Take me away and sweep me into your arms. Take me away. Know me so that I can burn with you, for you, romantically, on every front, in every way, and watch what happens when I take you into a place where you can be very effective and things will change. You will be that way, you will be the atmospheric changer. That is the place that if you go there and decide, that's where I'm going, if you go there, things are going to change in your business. You're going to be the influencer in businesses. New opportunities are going to come. There's going to be so much favor released in your life through these kinds of encounters with the Lord, you won't even know what to do with them. It's like, it's just overtaking me. Blessing will overtake me, because blessing is his name. He is blessing, and if he's overtaking me, then every blessing from above is overtaking me, and that includes strategies in your families, things with your children, things in your finances, jobs, futuristic things. It's very, very true. There are some people in here today where the Lord, I believe, would speak and say, what you think makes sense to you, because you've got a mother's heart, a father's heart, is not the best. But are you willing to hear that from someone who might hear something like that? Well, I can hear Holy Spirit. Yes, we can. However, if we are not very mature in his names, in the various names, then we might be tricked. It's like, well, that's not fair. He says, ask for wisdom and I'll get it. But he says, you know, wisdom looks like something. Wisdom is going to have a face. And I'm going to read to you some notes that I took a while ago on what wisdom might look like, because it is the spirit of wisdom that I want to mention, while we turn to Genesis 24, because there's a passage of scripture to highlight this. So let's do that. We can. Yay, God. It's fun having two hands free. This is new. I don't know. I have to get used to this. I'm not used to this. So nice. I can actually turn to my Bible. I can... Okay, we're going to talk about this, a bride for Isaac. This is just so fun. But let me read you something that I highlighted in my own little journal thing here. Okay. Well, let me read you first what I have about the spirit of revelation that's tied with understanding from the from the Amplified Version, okay? Spirit of revelation that comes upon us. And we talked about this last week in Ephesians 1, 17 through 19 or 20. So you can get the reading from that or the notes from that. The Amplified says, when the spirit of revelation and understanding they come and they're similar come upon me, then there's insight into mysteries and secrets that are waiting for you. They're not yet revealed into the earth. They're deep. It's deep and intimate knowledge of his spirit, which will be flooded with light that you can know him that way. Insight into mysteries. It's like, Lord, when I say, when I pray, spirit of revelation, please come. Lord, I am praying. Lord, I really want to have insight into your mysteries, and I'm believing that you're saying that those mysteries, many of them have been revealed from heaven to earth, and I want to know them, and I want you to come upon me so you can enlighten me that this will happen. And this is the Amplified Version. These are secrets, Lord, and I love you so much. I'm so surrendered to you that I'm asking that you would trust and entrust your secrets to me. I mean, it's not like, okay, fine, I will. It's more, hey, you're catching it. There are secrets in the kingdom that are mysteries revealed, and I am looking for people who so value and treasure knowing me, Holy Spirit, knowing me, that I can trust them with them because they're not gonna do something negative with it. They're going to embrace me so that I can release more. It's like, wow, okay, that's a good way to pray. I like that. The spirit of wisdom and understanding and revelation is also involving a download of heavenly things. Lord, I do want to cry out for the spirit of revelation as I read this word. Here's an example. As I read this word in the scripture, fill me with that spirit. This is your purpose in me. And I thank you, Lord, that you have prepared this in advance. This is your kingdom coming through me. You've prepared this in advance for me. It's not just about me being able to do a specific exploit for you. It's about this relational strength increasing. God wants to use, now hear this, every experience we have, we might have one that lasts for the weekend. It might be a conference that we're putting on, which we've done here. It might be a family time that you're going to go to, and the family shows up. It's like, Lord, I need wisdom. I need understanding. I need revelation. The Lord says, I'm going to use these types of experiences in your life to define me. And if you will see it that way, you will be able to say, this is the day that I am determined that the spirit of revelation for me is going to have his full effect, your full effect in me for where you positioned me. And now I'm going to be like Eliana, this little baby, going, take care of my needs, take care of my needs. I'm just a little child, but I know that I can have this because this is who you are and you've defined this for me in scripture. Therefore, I'm changing in the process. And when I go through this 1 day, 2 day, 1 hour, 3 week, 3 month process for whatever it is, from beginning to end, I will have increased in my connection, fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. I have grown that way. If you look at things that way, everything that we experience can have a different twist. It will help us go from looking at the glass as half empty to half full. It will change our thinking. It's like, oh, I have an opportunity to get to know you in this way. Show yourself strong. I want to know, but I need to know how to commune with you. Okay, be quiet and lay down. What? Come on. I'm a wealth of knowledge, I know. Be quiet and lay down because my power is going to come. My revelation is going to come. I'm going to speak to you. And I really am serious about it. And He wants us to know that as we pray for this, this is going to be our normal way of life. The spirit of revelation, it enables each one of us to know Jesus, to know him personally, to know our calling, to understand why we were created, to take the scriptures and go, yeah, that makes sense, of course, but to take it beyond that. Yes, it makes sense, but Lord, I still don't have a passion for souls. I know. Does that mean I don't know you? No, you do. But we're not dancing together very closely. We're dancing together, but I'm over here in the seat waving, and you're dancing around going, I love his power, I love his presence, I love his closeness. And he's saying, I want that to increase so that you draw in closer together. A family that would pray, soak, and commune together would be a family that would burn on fire forever. But it's not, you know, like, oh, she said that. I better go put that into practice and do that now. So for the next 3 days, we're going to do soaking from 10 to 5 together and like it. You know, God is saying, you better hear me of how I want to implement this, but I am speaking to you. And if we raise up our children and grandchildren to love the presence of God that way, things will change. One of the first clues that we're not as close to Holy Spirit is if we have a challenging time being quiet and resting and soaking. If we only just go there and say, okay, I want to see angels. Oh, wow, I had an experience, an encounter with you. That's great. Wow, that's so cool. But if we expect only that, then we're going to receive maybe less, maybe more, because God is so good to us. He's our daddy. But he's saying, open up that you can receive more than that. Come with an empty agenda and say, here I am. Purpose and kingdom plan for me right now is really what's going to make a difference. And the Lord's going to jumpstart us into new places and new realms. You may think you're going fast now. Woo! Wow! Think of Jesus. Think of when he was feeding the 5,000. Let's just remember, I was preaching about this a few weeks ago when we came back from Brazil. And he was feeding the 5,000, and he was talking to his disciples, and we went through many different scriptures. It's just a great message. Read it. Listen to it. But he was feeding the 5,000, but he wanted those guys to be able to pick up what are the kingdom ways to be able to do what he's doing. They didn't quite get there because they really didn't have that kind of connection to the degree that Jesus would like to see, because he's moving that in us. He wanted them to increase, gave them another chance, put them out, you know, after they saw this great miracle, and he put them out in the sea, and he's walking on the water, and, you know, they're like, oh, no, the waters are going to overtake me. What do I do? And what was in Jesus' heart? Oh, I don't want them to drown. Sure. He's good God. But he wanted them to be able to execute their authority. He said, come on, boys. You learn something here. You gain something, not just in watching me do it, but in relational connection. And when we gain in that relational connection, then what happens is the Spirit of God inside of us, and he was coming upon them, they had Jesus, but the Spirit inside of us increases in such a way that we're ready for the next. That's the acceleration. But they missed it on that one. And we say, well, I'm just like them. Okay. But he's saying, but do you want to learn? I just, you know, I think about those disciples and I think, all right, they're in the boat. I wonder what was going through their mind. I wonder if some of them were saying, I can do this. I can do this. Even in addition to Peter, some of the others, what were they thinking? What were they feeling? What was stirring inside of them? What was their relationship with Jesus? How much did they dance with him? How much did they know him? How much did they have this revelation of the Godhead at that time? In other words, could they actually step in and take back what the enemy had stolen? Could they do that? Were they able to do that? What were they able to actually execute? You know, I'm a cause and effect type of person. Okay, something happens here and there'll be a result. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, the Lord spoke and he spoke the world into existence. He did something and there was a result. I mean, God says it's not, when you say it's about my relationship, he says, yes, but it looks like something. It's a relationship of love that looks like something. There's a face to it. There's a release to it. So when they were walking, or when Jesus was saying, guys, oh, ye of little faith, you're not understanding that because of the faith that I have given you, if you will take that faith and say, by faith, I will lay down and be quiet. By faith, I will receive you, Spirit of revelation. By faith, Holy Spirit of wisdom, I want to know you. By faith, I will allow myself to be turned upside down. By faith, there will be an effect in me because you've designed me for that. And that will be the, I want more, as the power of might is coming upon me, hurting me, literally pressing on me so hard that I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can take any more. And it's like, Holy Spirit, whoa, because your power was so strong on me. What are you doing? I didn't have to know what he was doing. I just know he was there. He was coming upon me. Hi, Judah. He was coming upon me. And he was saying, I'm going to show you more things about this. Just receive right now. Receive, receive, receive. Get to know me and know that what I want to do with that situation right now will prepare you for what's coming. And it's not just tonight at 7 o'clock, which is when the crusade was. It's much beyond that. Because the Lord always works on a relational level with us. Relational. Like, what? But it looks like something. And that love then that rises up and cries out for the more, it's like, give me more pain. Give me more of you. Pain is not even in my mindset, but right now it's presence that's so strong. It's a manifest glory that's plastering me and I can't move. And oh my gosh, I realize how big you are. You really do love me. There's something to this might thing. There's something to this power thing. But there's something to this wisdom thing and this revelation thing and this understanding thing and this and the counsel thing. I need to know who you are in the bigger picture and not segregate you. Like, today I will concentrate on wisdom. Tomorrow, I will concentrate on understanding. I will see that Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is in us, and he says, I want you to be able to allow me to come out so that you want more of me, and I also will come upon you, which was spoken about last week. So I'm kind of pushing out a little bit more from last week, so some of you heard it, and some of you weren't there, but maybe you'll be triggered to go back and listen to some of that. But let me read a couple more things. Thank you, Lord. We can access all of this by faith, Lord. Lord tells us, and he wants us to know, particularly in the spirit of counsel. I just wanted to give you a few pointers here from the spirit of counsel and advice. You know, there's going to be a great place in the heavenly realms where there is an exchange of ideas, there are an exchange of strategies. And the Lord says, I want you to know the best. Some of the things that annoy us, it's like, oh, I don't want that today. And I was like, argh. The Lord might have a different strategy than we think about what is annoying us. And the Lord says, I don't want you to be annoyed. I know, but I'm just not up to this and this and this and this and this. And he can use that to say, you know, whatever. What's the best for today on every front? He says, well, I have a strategy for that. Would you like to know what it is? If we have that kind of posture, then we'll find ourselves doing things that we really don't want to do. But yet, we have the privilege of saying, yes, Lord, it's another place to die. But it's not just for the sake of dying. This is my point, one of my points. It's not just like, just kill me now. I just want to die. I don't know about you. Doesn't that sound fun? But Lord, I need to get myself out of the way so I can really see and really hear. You know? I don't make my plans and then go to someone and say, so what do you think about that? Can you pray into that and let me know? I just need something from you. Holy Spirit's going, I think you have something to learn. I don't think you've understood how I work. That's okay, I love you. But that's just not how I work. I work from heaven to earth. So spend some time with me, and I will use other people. But you know what? There's going to be a synergy. And I'll use dreams and visions and words and all kinds of things. But if you disregard various parts of me speaking, you might be making your own plan. And then the spirit of counsel is not really having full effect in me. Oh. That's why the Lord did it this way. And he said, I want you to know that, yes, I'm Holy Spirit. And it should have been good enough in John 16 when he said, in 14 and 16 as well. And he said, I'm going to send Holy Spirit so you can know me intimately, and he can go wherever you go, and you go wherever he is, and then he will be wherever you are. And, you know, it's that one ship, and we're going, yes, God, that makes sense to me. I believe that he was saying, I want you to so trust me as Holy Spirit, okay, that you will see that how I refer to myself is so amazing that it will wreck you, change you, turn you completely upside down, because it's the fullness of the Godhead, hear this, in me. In other words, the fullness of the Godhead lives in me. What? Now, I really drove that home last week about, you know, Christ in me, the hope of glory, and I spoke about the fact that the spirit of Christ who raised Jesus from the dead, the spirit of the Lord who raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. That's true. But think about this. The Godhead lives in me and in you. What? Lives in me. With my perfect spirit man, I have access for perfection. It's like, whoa, it doesn't have me here. You mean I never sin? Well, you know what? If there's nothing left of me and my spirit man is perfect and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which I haven't mentioned really today yet, the spirit of the fear of the Lord has just completely enveloped me, I will run from anything that smells like it's not kingdom. I will run. I will be absolutely in, you know, I say this tongue in cheek, terror, because I'm not in terror, but like, no! There will be this drive to just go, yeah, against anything that's not pure and holy. It's like, ah, because the spirit of the fear of the Lord is just so overtaking me. But without the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel and might, and spirit of the sovereign Lord, don't think for a moment that the spirit of the fear of the Lord completely overwhelms in your world. Don't think that. That's not how it is. The Lord says, I'm a multifaceted God. Here I am. Vroom. But when you know the spirit of the fear of the Lord, you will burn and never stop. And when the Lord says, you know what? I think I'm going this way. Be like, and boom, you will turn, you will change. Say, Lord, forgive me. You will be so quick to repent. If anything even starts to move your direction, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, no, no, no. And that's how Jesus was able to withstand everything as man and not sin. Well, that's because he didn't have a sinful nature. No, he positioned himself to be able to stand with the Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit. When he was baptized, everything, the fullness of the Godhead completely overwhelmed him and overtook him. Everything, every aspect, every facet of the Holy Spirit just went, whoom! And the enemy said, no. No. And he had to stand and go, yes. And because he was able to stand, we can now be free. Because he took the keys of death and hell and holds them. So that releases us into a place of incredible authority. We have so much authority that the Lord says, I want you to understand it. I want you to release it. I want you to move in it. But you cannot without my spirit moving freely in you to the degree that is available to you. It's like, wow, I've got some challenges here for Holy Spirit. Absolutely. Absolute challenges for us to be able to go forward in this direction. I wrote this down, especially with some things that I've been thinking about lately, but political leaders are listening for a spiritual voice, really. And we're faced with, obviously, we have the election, the opportunity to vote on Tuesday. Make sure you do. Don't forget. But leaders are looking for spiritual counsel. People all around the world know that there's something going on, and they're saying, who has the answer? Who has the wisdom? Who has the understanding? Because when we give the right word in season, do you know that it's always mixed with power? So when we were in Indonesia a couple years ago and we spoke and said, next year at this time, you will have a new church building. And next year at that time, they had a new church building and we were the ones that preached the first message in it because it was the word of the Lord. And the Lord said, you got that from me and you're going to give it. And it's pure and it's clean and it's wholesome and it's right. And when you release the word of the Lord and there's power, the spirit of power backs it up. When I released that word over Terrence, I believe that was the Lord, and the power to walk in everything that I spoke will back that up. He's not going, well, what do I do now? The God's going, yeah, that's the prophetic voice, but we need to see how the dimensions of the Holy Spirit fit together. So we're going into his courtroom saying, show me. I believe in our childlike way. We say, I don't understand how this all works. I know. I'm God, you're not. Lay down and be quiet and watch what I do. I'm going to give you downloads from heaven, pictures, strategies to be able to navigate for yourself. But ultimately, it's for the kingdom. It's not just so that you are in love with the Lord. That's great. But the Lord says it's going to look like something because we've got things to do to take nations for him. I mean, we really do. And oh, for the end time harvest, the Lord says, you've got to know my voice. Especially in Christendom, where people are raising up using kingdom this and kingdom that. Much of it is wonderful, but the Lord says, if you don't know me and that power and that authority myself through the word, through the spoken word, through the written word, through the announced word, you won't be able to see where somebody might still be in process. And before you tag on to it, get the real deal. Get the real deal so that you know. There's a lot of kingdom stuff going around, and there's a lot of people saying kingdom that are not kingdom, or they might have a part of the kingdom, but they don't understand the fullness of the Spirit. They might step into something and say, well, that was just the Lord. And the Holy Spirit's telling you, no, it's not. But love them anyway. Because they're on my team. They love me. They just have, they're in process. Whoa, what a responsibility. What a responsibility to love the person in front of us. What a responsibility to say, Lord, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. And this is what's going to happen, because on my watch, there's not going to be anything here, and I am becoming fearless, and I want the spirit of the fear of the Lord to move in me. You know what? If the spirit of the fear of the Lord moves in you, guess what? You lose your insensitivity. You will stop saying things that are just dumb and without thinking. This is what I do. This is what I think, because it makes sense to me. You're going to be so prompted by the Spirit of God saying, do you know how your pronouncement is affecting somebody else? Insensitivity gets booted out of the park. Jesus is sensitive. Holy Spirit is sensitive. Well, this is all I can do. This is what I'm going to do. Well, it's coming through in your email, in your text, in your voicemail, and your attitude, because this is who I am. This is what I do. And that rigidity is what I'm talking about. The Lord says, I want to blast that out of you. And if someone is rigid towards you, you can take it and go, well, you know, I love them. And release them. And not judge them. Like, pow, boom. Because you're no better when you do that. The Lord's saying, we're going to know each other by the Spirit that way. But be willing to say, Lord, I want to change in this area. I want to know you, so I'm so sensitive. When I have Spirit of Revelation's working through me. I'm going to read something I wanted to... Here we go. Yeah, this is good. I wrote something down about the spirit of counsel, and I said I was going to get to it. Let me get to it. Confidential ideas and secrets from the Lord, he desires to reveal to us. And he's wanting us, as he says, that when we receive his counsel, we're actually going into a place of counsel. In other words, there's an actual place called the council rooms of the Lord, and you can ascend and go there and receive from him, okay? And he then will release himself because you're communing with him. That is the privilege, one of the privileges of being born again, filled with the Spirit, being able to access heaven. It's like, wow, that's kind of like the best way to go. Sure. And then we share with one another how that works. That's the best type of intercession. We share that, but we spend that time. And if we think we're going to do it as an island, God's going to rip out that independent spirit. And he's going to do it in such a graceful way that we'll either learn the lesson before we make mistakes, or we'll learn it after we make the mistakes. It's up to us. But the Lord says, I want you to see that you need each other. You need to be dependent on one another. You need to be interdependent, because that's how the Holy Spirit works. He's interdependent with himself. And he's dividing up to be able to show us that you can have all of me, but you need to be dependent, interdependent with one another. That's how we love the world. That's the passion for the world and the lost and the Christians. It's both. This is where I really want to go. With this looking like something, Lord says, you will have a passion for the unsaved, the hurting, the lost, the dying. But you will have such grace being released through you. Grace as an influencer. You will be seen by the people around you as an open vessel of grace, of sensitivity, of care, of concern, because Holy Spirit will quicken you to say, what does she need? What does he need? What is good for her? Lord, what is best for her? What's on your heart for Michael? What's on your heart for Bethany? What are you saying right now? I'm partnering with you, Holy Spirit. What do you want? What's best for you? Because the little old me is out of the way, and your needs are not even in your mindset, your heart set. I need this, and I need this, and I need this. No, you don't. Food, shelter, clothing, yes. And the Lord says, I will take care of that as well. It's like, oh, Holy Spirit, this sounds like it's tough. Not really. If you know me, it's not. If you know me, it's okay. If you don't know me in these ways, you betcha it's tough. It's like, oh man, it just feels so hard. And the Lord says, no. It's you, you need to commune with me. That's a good word. That's a good word. I like that word. Okay. I'm going there. I didn't forget. No, I'm going. It's really good. And it's not going to be a long time because you're going to get it quick. I want to give you a few more things about counsel. You know, the supernatural ability of knowledge to, the spirit of knowledge is going to give you, you're going to have an increase in discernment. Who wants to discern better? Okay, who wants their perceptions to increase about situations around you? This is where the spirit of knowledge is coming in, because he's saying, I want to show you that what you think something looks like isn't, or what you think something is something else. And it might be a mixture of things. But this is where we can really make, this is very practical, this is where we can make some mistakes, calling something God because I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that, and this is what I'm going to do. And these are all the little ducks in a row that I've put. And the Lord says, you know what, you've built a case, and the enemy knows how you think, so he's helping you with it. And there are going to be things that come up, and they're going to be a case that you make. Bam, 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 bam. Of course, this is the way that I need to go. And the Lord says, that's not me.
Whoa.
It's like, what? I'm a thinking person. I know. That's your problem. And I have a very bright mind. I'm quite smart. You may think, wow, is she arrogant? No, he gave me a good mind. He gave me a bright mind. He enabled me to think. And I'm giving him credit and glory for it. That's why I'm not laughing. Because I am. I am. But that's what he's done. And I give him the glory. Now he says, now use it. But if you ever use that before my spirit rises in you, you're a clanging gong. Oh, help me, Jesus. Let's turn to Genesis 24. I did not forget, love, but I know you're hungering after. You just want to hear it. It's really good. It's really, really good. You know, spend time in those council chambers and you'll receive more miracles. Spend time ahead of time and you're going to get strategies from heaven. Spend time there and you may have to make some about faces. Spend time with the Lord in that realm and you'll see Papa as he really is. He will bring an unction and a faith to lead us into a place where our time, our money, and even our decisions for missions and things like that are... We might hear some different things because he's more interested in our character than what we're doing for him. Well, then I'm just going to camp there. Don't camp anywhere. Just be aware that God says, I'm about changing up your character. I already know where I want to send you, what I want you to do. But it's about you knowing me in those areas. So go after that. Amen. Genesis 24, it's really amazing. Bride for Isaac, and those of you who know the account and know that Abraham really wanted to marry off Isaac. But there's a really great picture here about the Holy Spirit. And I just really want to show you, and that's to bring this to life. You know, the Holy Spirit here is depicted in Genesis 24 as the servant saying, okay, Abe, I'm going. I'm going to take off, and I'm going to go get this girl for Isaac, okay? You know, and we use this as a pattern for, we just need to wait for Prince Charming to come and all of that. Not Prince Charming, but we have to wait for the right person. That's good. God is saying, yes, you want my best? You're willing to wait for my best and get to know me in the process? I'm going to turn you upside down. And that's going to all happen. It's going to come together, but it's got to be my way. And anytime it's your way, you're going to be plagued with fear and torment and hurt and rah, because the Lord says, I didn't design you to go through that. But if you want to, you can. You can learn the lessons as fast or as soon as you want. So in Genesis 24, the servant is actually a depiction or an example or a type, we say in Scripture, of the Holy Spirit. Because he's saying, yeah, okay, I'll do what you're telling me to do. I'll take your heart, and I will become your legs, and I'll become your vessel, but I'm going to make it known that as I'm doing the work in the world, I am who you are. I'm an extension of you. And it's not exactly the same, like, well, I mean, this is Abraham, and then there's a servant, you know, I mean, he's here and he's here. This is an example so that you can see a process of how the Lord wants to take who he is and release to us all of his kingdom blessings. So Abraham, verse 2, says to his servant who had charge, he was in covenant, okay? He was in covenant with Abe. He says, please place your hand under my thigh, which is a sign of intimacy and closeness, actually. And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I live. In other words, my heart is extended to you. So here you go. Now, this is going to look like something. My desire for Isaac is going to look like something. Holy Spirit, you are a mover and shaker. Hello. And you carry the fullness of God because you are God. Verse 4, but you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son. So he's saying, okay, there's a bride there. Hello. And I want you to go get the bride for my son. Now, wait a minute, didn't you say this was all about souls and passion for souls, and I'm supposed to care about people in Africa and then the people around me? Is, you know, now you're telling me it's about getting a bride for your son? I mean, what? This is where the Lord says, would you like my revelation? Would you like to see what it really looks like when you have a passion like this for people and for souls and for nations? Do you see that your bridal intimacy with me will become complete, and that you're in process as the bride of Christ in the making to come into that one ship and that oneness with my son, so you can be enthroned with him in heaven together, and you can be betrothed to him, and he is your soon and coming bridegroom king? Do you see that? Or do you just sing, let the Spirit and the bride say come in Revelation? What does that mean? I don't know. Let the Spirit and the bride say come. The Lord says there is a connect here, and this is what I want to show you so that you can fulfill your destiny. And when you're doing what God wants you to do, you will be so happy. You'll just be filled with life. It's like, wow, this is great. I'm on this journey. This is fun. I see those potholes. I used to step in them, but I'm not stepping anymore. Oh, there's a bigger one. Time to spend more time before the Lord. Okay, let's, where are we? Let's just look at verse 7. It says, to your descendants I will give you land. He will send his angel before you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. And then in verse 9, he says, the servant placed his hand under the thigh and swore to him concerning the matter. So the first 9 verses of this chapter are dealing with the fact that God wants us to know, I believe, and there's more to this, but we're kind of giving the basic outline of it. God wants us to know that Holy Spirit and Father are one. Okay? And Jesus, Isaac is represented here as Jesus in the sense that he's the bridegroom. And he says, I'm going to send you out, and you're going to live in each one of my creations, each one of my kids. You're going to live in them, and you are going to change them into my image. They're already made in my image, but they're going to become like me, because I need that kind of bride, someone from my family, not from the Canaanites, someone from my line, someone from my DNA, someone who has my blood. Wow, what a privilege. If you don't think you're special, read this. Look how special we are. He says, I want a bride that's just like from my family line, from my descendants. The servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master and set out with a variety of good things. What good things? Gifts? I think so. Blessings? Silver, gold, fabric, things that would just be pleasing to the bride. Good things. What good things has the Lord released to you and me? And what have we received, and what are we doing with those good things? What have we not received? What are we not doing with those good things? What do we not understand is for us? What are we not progressing in? What are we not accelerating in? What are still sitting on the camel? It's like, whoa, you mean there's more? Yes, more, more, more. Always a blessing. But it's for us because that's what you do with family members. So he took the 10 camels out, and he made the camels kneel down in verse 11, and he said to a woman, women there, go draw water. And it's interesting because in verse 12 he says, "O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham." In other words, Papa, you're so wonderful. You deserve to be responded to because it's so important to you. It's so important, Papa, for your children that you created to become, to be nurtured, to be revealed as the bride of Christ, to be able to be seen as the bride of Christ in heaven, to be able to see. That's your desire for the nations, every single one. You don't want anyone to perish. You want them to all come to repentance. But what's repentance? Just communing with you and becoming part of your family, turning so that the bride of Christ can be full and the marriage supper of the Lamb would be complete with as many who will say yes. It looks like something. Lord says the scripture says the bride makes herself ready. I want to make myself ready, Lord. I'm so ready. I'm destined for this readiness. That's who I am. And as I'm ready and I'm walking in the fullness of my bridal call and anointing, I have that fire inside of me as their bride who wants her bridegroom. And I can't stand it when I'm not communing with other people and telling them by my life. I'm not looking as something that looks like it's difficult, as something I have to grin and bear. I'm going to say, I carry the atmosphere of a bridal warrior, and I'm going to go in with so much love that the people around me who act like they're all this and that, I'm going to just say, wow, I love you and I care about you, and what you want is what makes me happy. That's the heart of a sensitive person who's looking at who's in front of him saying, you're just a miracle in the making. You're one revelation away. And I want you to see Jesus in me. And Lord uses to take judgment, insensitivity out of me so that I can actually see you and they can see you burning in me. That's the simplicity of it. So he gives us a real example in the Old Testament. He says, well, I got these camels. And you know, camels drink a lot of water. Camels drink... There were like 30 camels, right? Or 10 camels. 10 camels there, you can keep reading. They drink about 30 gallons of water. That's a whole bunch of water. Think of a jug, you know, 30 of these things. And he's looking for a girl, a maiden, a pure maiden, this is the servant, who's willing to water the camels, bring him something to drink, take care of him, and water the camels. It's like, take care of that. Well, it's my joy to do that. Why? Because I'm a bride in the making, and all I care about is what you want. All I care about is what you see. I want to bless you. I want to nurture you. Let, oh man of God, oh servant, oh Holy Spirit, what would you like? What would you want for my life? When I lay myself down, what does that look like? Oh, it's going to be to also take care of the camels that are carrying good and wonderful gifts? You mean like others in the body of Christ? You mean like other leaders and other Christians and others who might be bearing gifts to bless us? Could it be a picture of unity? Could it be a picture of togetherness? Could it be a picture of servanthood? Could it be a picture of saying, I lay myself down for others. I lay myself down for you, God, for others, for you, for others, for you, for others. That's 300 gallons for one camel, right? No, 30 gallons. For one camel times 10 is 300 gallons of water. That's a whole lot of water. She didn't care. It's like, what does it look like? I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll change my plan. I wasn't planning on doing that. I will completely do an about face, and I will do what you say, and I will go where you want me to go, and it might not be in my agenda. I guess I'm 100% sold out to you, and I'm going to receive from you everything that comes as a result. That's the kind of person he was looking for. And the Lord positioned the Holy Spirit right at the right place, the servant, right at the right time for that connection. He said, I'm all about it, that bridal connection. Oh boy, Holy Spirit's on it. Holy Spirit knows what to do. He lives in you. He's coming upon you. You can trust him, the fullness of him, all of his names, all of his personhood, completely. And what did Rebecca do? She ran. Like, I'm ready. She desperate for a man? I don't think so. It's not what this is, what's happening here. But it was exactly what God said. And exactly what she was poised to walk in who she was created to be. She was ready for that. She wasn't whining. She wasn't screaming. She wasn't complaining. She wasn't receiving torment, fear, or depression. She was just absolutely in love with the Lord because she had been poised and positioned for such a time as this. Just as Mary had been when I was preaching last week, if you weren't here, go get it. Mary was doing the same. And the Lord said, good morning, Mary. Great and oh-favored one. The angel did, actually. So the favor of God went through his life, her life. Verse 14, drink and I will water your camels also. May she be the one who has appointed you for your servant Isaac. And this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master. You have shown loving kindness to Father Abraham, to my master. In other words, God is blessed when we lay down and die. The Lord is just like, wow, he's got feelings and emotion. Holy Spirit, we can grieve him, we can quench him. He's cheering us on. He's going, I'm so proud of you. Oh, wow. Holy Spirit is just putting into motion the very heartbeat of Father God. That's what he's doing. Deep cries out to deep. The very heart of our Father and Jesus is carried in the heart of Holy Spirit. And now he just delineates the various aspects of his character so that we can see who he is and say, that's who I am. I don't just carry revelation. I am becoming that, one with the Father. Do you see that? I'm not just saying, give me wisdom for this situation. Yeah, I read James, I know. Ask for wisdom. Yeah, okay. I need wisdom. He says, good, I'll give you some wisdom. Did you want to know wisdom? Did you want to know me? Big difference for where we want to go. And it talks about loving kindness throughout this chapter. It's good for you to read again. Holy Spirit comes to awaken our hearts for the journey. This is what he's doing. We're going to close with this, the awakening. The Lord says, I'm trying to awaken you to a new place, a new level in the kingdom. I really am. And the Holy Spirit is saying, come on, Rebecca, come with me. Come, you're going to meet your bride, your bridegroom. You're going to come. You've been chosen. Come with me. Come with me. Don't hesitate. Don't be hindered in any way. The girl was very beautiful in verse 16, a virgin, and so no man had had relations with her. Very pure-hearted, went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up. Drink, my Lord. Verse 18, and she quickly lowered her jar to her hand, and gave him a drink. And I will also, verse 19, draw for your camels until they finish drinking. And they ran back to the well to draw, and he drew for all his camels. Verse 21, meanwhile, the man was gazing at her in silence to know whether the Lord had made his journey successful or not. And then in verse 22, he gave her so many gifts and released so much to her, bracelets for her wrists, shekels of gold, gold ring weighing half a shekel. Oh, verse 25, we have plenty of straw and feed and room to lodge in. I'm a daughter of Bethuel and son of Milcah, and this is what we've got. And the man, verse 26, bowed low and worshiped the Lord because he recognized this was what he was to be doing. He said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. Verse 31, we're skipping a few, and I exhort you to read this through this week. There's more than this, but because of time, I'm not going into verse by verse in detail. And he said, come in, blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside since I've prepared the house and a place for the camels? And so her family unloaded the camels, gave straw and feed to the camels, water to wash his feet, feed to the men, and they were working and helping. But when food was set before him to eat, he says, I can't eat until I've told my business. And he said, speak on. He said, I am Abraham's servant. If we think of Holy Spirit as a servant in any different way than Jesus is a servant, then we have a misconception of Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is the greatest servant of all. And Holy Spirit here is depicted as servant, but we are turned into or becoming servants of the Most High God. He serves us. In other words, prefers us first. That's how loving and kind he is, and he knows that we will not lose a heartbeat, lose a beat in our walk, in our journey with him in any way if we will commune with him and find fellowship with him in the ways that I've been talking about. Verse 36, Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master in her old age and has given him all that he has. But you shall go to my father's house, verse 38, to my relatives and take a wife for my son. And he said, the Lord, in verse 40, with whom I've walked, will send his angel with you and make your journey successful. The bride is one like Abraham. And then to finish it off, we're going to skip actually to the end of the chapter. And it says in verse 51, as she's finally going through the process of going on this journey, she was not hesitant about the journey. Her family was. The people around her said, can't you just stay a while? Come on, this is really difficult. It's like, whatever, you come in, take this girl out of our midst. But she knew her call. She knew her function. It wasn't about, shall I go to China? Shall I go to Asia? Shall I go? That's not what the Lord's saying here. She knew her place, and she knew him so intimately that her journey with him, this love romantic journey, was going to be undergirded and completed, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And that was his task, to bring the bride to the bridegroom. If we see Holy Spirit that way, we will run after spirit of wisdom and revelation and power and knowledge and might and spirit of the fear of the Lord and the sovereign Lord. We will run after him that way. Do not delay me, verse 56. Do not delay me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And she had some hardships here. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Then they called Rebecca and said, will you go with the man? And she said, I will go. And I'm just going to close there with verse 34. I'm going to close with that verse. Verse 36. Sorry, I'm reading it wrong. I'm sorry. 63 and 64. Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening, and he lifted up his eyes, looked, and behold, camels were coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted in the camel. She said to her servant, who is that man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, he's my master. Then she took her veil and covered herself. Holy Spirit always will speak of the master. And they became one. In verse 67, it says that they became husband and wife. They became one. So this is a picture of the journey. We're going to close right now. If we can have Josh, if you could come up. Just the rest of the team can stay here. Stay and receive, just if Josh could come up. We're just going to ask the Lord to do something now that he wants to do in us, with not just having a mental understanding of some of the things that are in the scriptures here. We want a movement on the inside, and then we're going to close. We're closing right now with prayer. Okay? Holy Spirit, you've given us insight into who you are. You've given us direction from heaven, coming to earth, of your greatness, of your beauty, of your majesty. I just thank you, Lord, that each one of us has our own journey. Each one of us has our own walk. Each one of us has our own connection with you. I just thank you, Holy Spirit. Just keep coming right now and invading the hearts right now, so people will be triggered by what you're saying and doing right now. And I believe there's going to be some changes right now that God is wanting to do inside of us to draw us closer. us closer right now into his heart, into his throne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just listen for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you never leave us alone. Holy Spirit, your fire and your authority is beyond what we know and understand and can know right now. But you say to pursue you because you've been pursuing us in a love relationship. And Lord, you so desire that on this journey of love with you, as we're being changed into the image of your Son, as we're being prepared as bridal warriors and lovers and romancers for you, Lord, that you're making yourself known in the places that you so desire to say, yes, that's me. Yes, that's my heart. I believe some of us in here are going through some things and have been going through some things right now where there's changes happening deep in the innermost parts of our heart, deep inside, and the Lord is wanting us to know that he's behind these things. Not bringing evil, but he's behind times and seasons of growth and exponential acceleration. And he's saying, I really want you to know me. I want you to know me in ways that you don't. And that he celebrates the fact that we do have the revelation of him. We do have new life in him. We do have connection with him. We do have an understanding of his kingdom heart in ways. But Lord, we want to become like Rebecca. We want to become where we see you and know you and partner with you and lay ourselves down completely, saying nothing will stop me from my quest in becoming one with my bridegroom king. Nothing will hinder me. And that in that season, in those seasons in my life, as I move towards you that way, that you're going to just open up my eyes and my ears to see the loving kindness, having been in all of it, so that you can see me with the eyes of heaven, Lord God, and reveal to me that I need to see myself that way and others that way. And I can through these different ways that you make yourself known to me, Holy Spirit. You make yourself known to me, Lord. You make yourself known right now. Holy Spirit, I pursue you right now by faith. I pursue you. You've shown me where you are in the scriptures in these last couple of weeks. And there's so much more, but I pursue you right now. I pursue knowing you. I pursue relinquishing control right now. I pursue that. I pursue knowing you so that I can let go. Just see yourself letting go of yourself. Just see yourself just smiling. And the mind, the will, the emotions, your body is not in charge any longer. See that Holy Spirit connecting with your spirit right now is a majority. And that you can see changes coming into yourself right now. Open up. Open up, Lord, over each one right now. Thank you, Lord. We want your strategies of love. We want your strategies from heaven. We want to visit your council chambers. We want to know what you think. We want to know what you feel. We want to serve you and serve others because of that romance growing on the inside of us. Because, Lord, everything that we are becoming is filtered through your fingers of love so that nations will come to know the brightness of your glory, and they will become your bridal warriors as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we choose to pursue you and be pursued by you, that we choose to interconnect in your ways, to see where the spirit of understanding and counsel is just moving through the Genesis 24, that we will discover you more in Genesis 24 than ever before, that we will see where the spirit of revelation that biggie sizes your greatness to us is released from your hand. We receive you by faith, and we invite you into the territories of our heart that have not experienced that download. We ask for that ever-increasing fountain of your presence to be released, so that as we listen, as we hear, that still small yes, and recognizing that voice is increasing, Lord. So we have your very best, as did Rebecca, as did Mary, as did so many on that journey of faith, not knowing what would happen on the other side, but trusting that it was all good. Thank you for giving the revelation right now of your loving kindness and goodness in our heart for the next step. And Lord, that we would recognize that any fear and unbelief that moves in us absolutely takes authority away from us, and that we give it by design and choice, because you've released the authority from heaven into us and the fire into us. Thank you, Lord. 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 Some of you are getting thoughts, or having thoughts right now, and in pictures of some of the things that you know about you're facing. And he's saying, I'm going to grow you up in a particular area as you give control over to the Lord right now. And you're going to hear wisdom. And the wisdom of heaven will come through others as well. And the Lord says, listen to it. Wisdom looks like something. Wisdom is peaceable. Wisdom is entreating. Wisdom is selfless. Wisdom is going to look like something that's going to take us further into our destiny. Wisdom is a picture of life and a picture of health and wholeness that releases us into a realm. There's no fear in wisdom, no torment in wisdom, none. Yeah. Wow. Father, I just thank you right now that as we that you reveal yourself to us now. Wow, that supernatural way that you have with us, each one of us, is very experiential right now for each one. I thank you, Lord. I see there are angels in this room right now, and they're depositing things. And the Lord says, don't put your eyes on angels. Put your eyes on me. My eyes, these are messengers from heaven. These are my fireballs from heaven, but they are messengers. And the real one to keep your eyes on is me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Lord, I thank you for the shift that's been occurring these 2 weeks. Thank you, Lord God, for the internal change. I thank you, Lord, that our speech, our attitudes, and our actions will line up with what we've received today, because we're different, having been in your presence for this type of release from your throne room. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just to really encourage you here at the end, to talk to the Lord about spending time with him, just being quiet and laying before him and carving that out. It's really important. There's a real message for us, especially in this chapter, about watering things of the Spirit, as Rebecca watered the servant and watered the camels. And you can't release until you can receive. So when you receive, as a great receiver, you will release back to the Lord and to others from the overflow, the abundance, the water of the Spirit, and that's the deep well that we have inside, and that's where deep cries unto deep. The depth of the Lord's heart, the person of God living inside of us, is connecting with our person, our spirit man. The Lord says that depth is a well of connection that we don't want to take for granted. We want to grow in. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that word. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you, Lord. The key to influencing people and nations is to know Holy Spirit quite well. Thank you, Lord. I would decree and declare the Holy Spirit would become our very best friend. And then we will not run from those who are like-spirited. Wow. That's a good word. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Be encouraged and strengthened now in Jesus' name. We are so loved, aren't we? Aren't we so loved? Look what Rebecca encountered. Look who she encountered on her journey. But she didn't look back. And she said, I'm going for it. Let that be you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Messages I didn't know was going to be both Sundays, as I said, that he was going to shift some big, big things. And he says, just reach out and take the shift. Be part of it. Because mysteries are made to discover.